Class 5. Subject English Language. Topic Subject and Predicate. You have already learnt in the previous chapter that a sentence is a group of words that makes complete sense by itself and does not depend upon another word or group of words to do so. For example, the bird sang a song. Now let us learn about the parts of a sentence. Each sentence has two parts, that is, subject and predicate. The part of a sentence that speaks about somebody or something is called the subject. It names the person, place, animal, or thing we are talking about. In a simple way, we can say that in a sentence, the subject is the noun or pronoun spoken about. The best way to identify the subject is to ask the question, what is the sentence about? The answer to this question names the subject. Now, children, kindly open your textbooks to page 16 and look at the sentences carefully. Number 1. Ravi plays football. Number 2. Maya lives in Mumbai. Let us look at sentence number 1. If we ask the question, who plays football? The answer we get is Ravi. In sentence number 2, if we ask the question, who lives in Mumbai? The answer we get is Maya. So in the first sentence, Ravi, and in the second sentence, Maya, are the subjects in the sentences. Now let us learn how to identify the predicate in a sentence. Number 1, it is the part of the sentence that has the verb and tells us what the subject is or does. Number 2, the predicate helps to create a complete thought. Number 3, along with the verb, it may contain an object. In a simple way, we can say that the predicate is what is said about the noun or pronoun. Now let us look at the examples once again. Number 1. Ravi plays football. Number 2. Maya lives in Mumbai. In sentence number 1, what does Ravi do? He plays football. And in sentence number 2, where does Maya live? She lives in Mumbai. So in sentence number 1, plays football. And in sentence number 2, lives in Mumbai, are the predicates in the sentences.